With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. South Dakota is seeing its highest COVID-19 hospitalization number so far. While state health officials insist there's plenty of capacity statewide, some patients are being diverted hours away from home and even out of state. SDPB's Jackie Hendry reports.
John Bjorkman lives in DeSmet. He tested positive for COVID-19 last week and ended up in the hospital on Sunday. There, he took a turn for the worse.
Really working hard for every breath I could get. So on Tuesday morning, the nurse practitioner called Sioux Falls and visited with them, and they had no beds available.
Bjorkman was airlifted to the Avera Hospital in Marshall, Minnesota. Social media posts say patients in Huron and some West River communities are also being diverted out of state, though it's unclear how many. State Secretary of Health Kim Malsom-Risden calls those social media reports untrue rumors.
We do not have any information that indicates that people are being transferred out of state.
The Department of Health reports statewide hospital capacity on its website. Secretary Malsom-Risden says there are 1,043 hospital beds still available around the state, and 101 of the state's 245 ICU beds. She did not directly address hospital capacity in Sioux Falls. Avera will not release numbers, and Sanford has not responded to a request for this story. Whether the Department of Health knows it or not, John Bjorkman of DeSmet is receiving treatment in Minnesota. He's the first to point out his experience with COVID-19 may not be the norm.
Everybody's different. There's also other people that test positive that don't even go to the hospital.
He expects to be away from home for at least another week. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.
Government payments to unemployed South Dakotans during the pandemic have surpassed $300 million. That's happened in just the past 6 months. South Dakota Labor Secretary Marsha Holtman says it's a historic figure.
To put that into perspective, that $300 million is more than we've paid out in the last decade in benefits.
75% of the money is from the federal government. The state has paid the rest. During the busiest week in April, more than 8,000 South Dakotans filed new claims for unemployment. Last week, the number was about 500. Currently, about 7,000 South Dakotans are receiving benefits. Holtman says fraud has also increased. She says the department has received fraudulent claims for dead people and from dozens of people registered to a single address. She says up to two-thirds of claims have been fraudulent on some days. The establishment of a dedicated nationwide public safety communications network is underway, and South Dakota agencies are among the first users. SDPB's Seth Tupper reports.
The Pennington County Sheriff's Office was looking for a missing man last fall. He was in a remote, high-elevation part of the western Black Hills. Captain Tony Harrison says there was no cell phone service.
And so we called FirstNet, and within probably 12 to 14 hours, they had a mobile cell tower there that we were able to fully communicate back and forth, back with dispatch, which was obviously important, having that communication.
FirstNet is a new and growing national broadband network dedicated to the needs of law enforcement. It arose out of the tragedy of 9/11, when emergency responders had difficulty communicating. Congress created the independent FirstNet Authority in 2012. The authority awarded a $6.5 billion contract to AT&T in 2017. AT&T is building the nationwide network with a combination of permanent sites like cell towers and temporary deployable devices. The deployable devices help in isolated areas. FirstNet has mobile cell sites on the ground, on drones, and even a blimp. The devices are staged around the country for quick deployment. Captain Harrison from Pennington County testified to a congressional subcommittee Thursday at the invitation of South Dakota Senator John Thune. Thune chaired a hearing to review FirstNet's progress.
This is a subject that we'll continue to pay attention to here, and obviously want to make sure that everything is moving forward as smoothly as can be possible.
Officials from FirstNet and AT&T say the network build-out is on schedule and within budget. Much of the build-out is scheduled for completion by 2023. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.
The Sioux Falls Police Department is requesting city residents to help reduce the number of dangerous panhandling situations. Lieutenant Nick Cook says incidents involving panhandlers at more than five intersections have increased since April.
There's been 536 police calls, whether they were 911 calls or officer initiated for the problems at those intersections, directly related to disorderly conduct violations, other disturbances not related to accidents or traffic.
Cook says most issues are related to individuals with substance abuse.
It's been observed by numerous occasions, unfortunately, where they accept the money and they travel to a local convenience store and purchase alcohol immediately after. In some cases, we have to end up picking up the intoxicated individual on the side of the road, which is very dangerous in the first place and even amplified with the interstate system and the rate of speed for those.
Police officials say panhandling is protected by the First Amendment. However, aggressive behavior or traffic impediment can lead to Class 2 misdemeanors. Cook says people can offer support for community organizations that offer lodging and other resources rather than give money directly to individuals.
Those are the stories from today. Be sure to follow SDPB News on Twitter and Facebook, and check out sdpb.org to read up on all of our news and politics coverage. From the entire SDPB journalism team, I'm Josh Heyer. Thank you for listening.